All right now, I'm doing it. I'm just doing it.
Riverside Demo, how can I help you?
Yeah, is Julio in?
Julio is not in the office. Is there somebody else that can help you?
Yeah, you might be able to. I called a few months ago about some of the programs that our bank had to offer. My name's Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I was told to follow up closer towards the end of the year to kind of see how business was going and see if you guys, were looking for any type of equipment financing or working capital. Do you know anybody who might be able to help out?
No, not right now. I don't believe he's looking for anything right now. He's trying to catch up on what he's got going. And if you want to try back maybe next week sometime. Actually, no, he's going to be on vacation next week. The following week.
Okay. Is this Valerie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We spoke a little bit, actually.
Yes, I remember. But right now he's trying to catch up with everything and see where he's at, but maybe in like 2 weeks if you want to follow up when he's back from vacation, because he's going for a wedding next week and he'll be gone. So
I'm a little jealous of him here.
me too.
I wish I could say the same. It must be nice being the boss. You can take off the time when you need to.
Yeah.
I mean last time when we spoke, you kind of briefly mentioned that you guys recently took on a loan and everything. You were in the works with it, kind of talking about it. How did that end up going for you guys?
Actually pretty bad, because we were doing really bad. So he's in default with two of them. So that's why I'm saying I don't know. I don't think he would even qualify for anything. I don't think he's even trying to do anything right now.
Okay, is it just because things didn't really work out with
really
the projects?
No, it got really slow. He owed a lot of back payments. Everything piled up, and so that's why it just the dailies, it was negative, so the account was on hold for quite a while.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, usually when that happens, I know I've seen it happen before. It's unfortunate, of course.
Yeah.
No one ever wants to be put in a situation like that. But maybe there is something that we might be able to do to kind of help them out and see if we can get those loans paid off in its entirety and just consolidate everything maybe into one to make everything easier on his end, so he's not working with like six or seven different things,
Yes, I understand. Like I said, that would be great if we were able to do that. He has tried a couple times to qualify for a consolidation, and he was denied. So
okay.
I'm not sure if he wants to keep trying.
Right. And out of curiosity, how much does he currently own? Because that kind of would maybe give me a better picture.
One is like 32, and the other one's like probably 40 or 50.
Okay, so it's only two out right now.
Yes, two are out, and they're both in default, so.
Okay, and what was it that, about the terms and everything maybe didn't really fit with the business model?
Well, it was two daily ACH payments, and we were really slow at that time. All of our accounts receivable were not coming in quick enough, and even when they would come in, it had to go to other things, and, it was really bad. So
right. So essentially the funds that you guys had taken on were to kind of cover the slow cash that was coming in from the receivables.
Yes.
Okay.
And we were actually pretty slow in work as well. So we've picked up in work. Our receivables are coming in. Some are taking a little longer than we'd like, but we've been catching up a lot, but we have not been able to make good on those two loans.
Right. And typically, are your customers net 30s, or do they start hitting net 60s?
In the construction, it's 30 to 65. Sometimes we're hitting even 90 days on some of them, especially government contracts.
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of my clients, when they start hitting the net 90s, if they have a military contract out or an aerospace contract out, it's I'm telling you, it is not fun, because they start getting into the exact same position that you guys have sort of been put into. But here's what I want to do. I would really like to have the chance to talk with Julio and see if there's a way that we can possibly help out. You know, I don't want to make any promises or anything, but it doesn't hurt to see if we can get him approved with some of our programs, because we work with credit tiers A through D. We've been able to approve some bankruptcies as well. So honestly, it wouldn't really, you know, do any bad just to see if he can get approved with one of our programs to possibly consolidate all these loans and, you know, get a lower payment as well and not have to worry about, you know, what these loans have done. You know, and you had mentioned to me that you guys start to pick up towards the end of the year. Is that typically something that happens?
But right now, you know, I'm afraid because once usually the holidays come, it starts to slow down a little bit. So I'm not sure how it's going to be, but hopefully it stays busy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I would assume that would kind of be nice on your guys' end to just keep busy the entire time throughout the entire year. Do you guys, you know, employ any type of marketing strategies to kind of get your name out there? Or how do you guys bring in new business?
Yeah, we have a lot of marketing, and we, you know, we belong to like a contractor's like yellow book, but it's called the blue book. So that's not our problem finding work. It's just, you know, being able to, like, we have one main estimator that estimates our jobs, and so, you know, we can't afford really to take on another estimator right now, even though we could probably get more work in that way.
Okay, so if
it's just trying to catch up right now. He doesn't have a whole lot to spend in, you know, getting some more employees, so.
Right. Now, what were you guys tracking for sales for last year? Were you guys up? I mean, how has that kind of translated into this year?
Oh, yeah, we're up. We're definitely up. For probably 1.5, maybe. Oh no, actually, even more. We did a huge job. So yeah, we're probably 2 million, if not more.
For this year.
Yes.
Okay, well that's not that bad actually. If you guys are up about 500,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty good because, I mean, of course, like each different program has, you know, when you've gone to different places, kind of talk about it. I know Julio's, it seems like you're actually kind of familiar with the finances, obviously. So you must be familiar with the different types of programs that come, especially the working capital program. And I know each different program kind of has its own little spin on it. But what we do is we base it off of net sales. So we try and look at your guys' top line revenue, which if it's around the 2 million mark, we're able to usually free up around 10 to 15% of the top line revenue as unsecured cash for the business. So that would be roughly around, just run some preliminary numbers here. I mean, what is it? This is just simple 2 million times 0.15, anywhere from 200,000 to 300,000. That's essentially a preliminary number that we would work with. But of course, the other things that come into effect is we'd like to take a look at the bank statements, just see how you guys are doing. I know you said you have a few negative days, but that's okay. You know, it's nothing to worry about really. And then we look at the tax return just to see that profit is there. And basically with those few documents, we're kind of trying to fit you into a program that would work best, especially when you want to try and consolidate these loans. You know, do you happen to know, is Julio maybe looking to, I guess, net a little more money on top of this rather than just consolidate the loans and then just have a lower payment, or does he want some extra cash on top?
I'm sure he would like to have some extra cash on top, but the problem is, you know, what the payment would actually look like on something like that. And like I said, I want to wait for him to come back, you know, from vacation, and maybe we can do a conference call or sit down, him and I, and talk with you and see what you think are our options at that time. You know, I can send you the bank statements at that time. And
yeah, I mean, like our application process only takes around 24 hours. Once I get every kind of information from you, like the documents that are required, it takes around 24 hours to get you guys an answer, see what we can work with, and whether we can get you approved. So it's pretty nice because we can see, you know, if we guys can get you on the right path to kind of help you in this type of situation. And, you know, see if it can work out for you here with us. I would like to see if there's something that we can do to help. So when would be the best time to follow up? I know you said he's going to be out on vacation.
He'll be out all next week, and he'll be back the following week. So I would say Wednesday would be the earliest of So that was.
Why don't I do this? I'd probably like to give him at least a day to kind of settle in, maybe catch up with everything.
The 20th would be great.
20th?
Thursday the 20th.
Okay, I'll mark that down in my calendar here. Thursday the 20th. I'm going to give another ring, anime during the day. Would that work? Because we're down here in San Diego, so we're on the same time as you guys and everything. So I'll try and follow up on that day. And, you know, just expect a phone call from me, and then we can kind of go in a little more detail of what we can do to possibly help out.
No. Okay, great. I really appreciate your help with that.
No, of course. You know, I'm glad I was able to kind of catch up with you guys, just see what's going on and see if there's something that we can put in place to possibly help the business here.
Okay, no problem.
All right, Valerie, I'll follow up with you guys in a few weeks, and we'll talk a little more business, see what we can do.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. Have a good weekend.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.